Today is Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with biblically focused intention.
Hello. Continue looking at chapter 3 of Malachi today. Let's begin by reading verse 7. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Return to me, and I will return to you, says God to these people. God then reminds the people that they have been unfaithful just as their ancestors were in the past because they turned aside from God's statutes. But the Lord has always been there to call them to repentance so that they could enjoy His blessings and not just exist with difficulties and opposition. Here He calls for them to return so that He might return to them. This verb, translated return in Hebrew, is often a call for repentance, to turn back from sins and return to obeying the Lord. Repentance is not merely feeling sorry for sins. It is a conscious decision to turn around, to change, to amend one's ways. The prophet has yet to clarify what it is they have done wrong. But on the basis of this call, they would have concluded that God was requiring a great change. Please don't mistake the meaning of repentance. It's not just feeling sorry for sin. It's also not just turning from sin. It's grieving, turning from sin, and returning to the Lord. In his sermon, Peter wanted to be sure his hearers didn't misunderstand this when he declared in Acts 3:19, "Therefore repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." He was redundant, so that they would not have a weak understanding of what repentance was. There is no repenting without returning. If these people were to return to the Lord, then He would turn back to them. The idea of His turning to them is figurative, of His pouring out blessings on them once again. Throughout the Bible, the explanation of divine blessings was expressed in terms of God's presence with His people, or His visiting them, or returning to them. Here the idea is that God would turn from His course of action that He had begun, which was punishment for their sins, and begin blessing them again. The reported response of the people was, well, how will we return, may have been asked, in ignorance or in defiance or a combination of both, but in any case, it portrays the people as unaware that their lives are out of step with the covenant requirements of God. That can happen to us when we stray from God's desire for us. We veer into disobedience, and the longer we remain there, the more we deceive ourselves into not thinking anything is wrong. Hopefully, we will encounter a scripture, a Bible study, a sermon, a podcast that will be like cold water in the face, awakening us to the reality of our disobedience. To their response that they didn't see the need for repentance, Malachi gave them a specific instance of their persistent rebellion. Verse 8 and verse 9. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. As if the previously identified covenant breaches in the book are not enough, Malachi identifies another with a stark accusation. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. This accusation was met with shocked incredulity that they or anyone could rob God. their question of how they could possibly have robbed God displays their stubbornness and their unbelief. They truly didn't fathom that they could be guilty of such a charge. But this is to be expected given the prophet's blunt accusation and their lack of perception of their sin. Malachi's answer is as blunt as it is concise. They were robbing God through withholding their required tithes and offerings. This likely refers to specific tithes and offerings prescribed by the law of Moses. The tithe was a tenth of the produce of the land that was given to support the Levites as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting. It included grain, fruit, and animals from the herd and flock. The offering could refer to the tenth of the tithe the Levites were to present to the Lord, or also to other offerings that the Israelites presented to the Lord, which the priests shared. In short, they were withholding from God offerings He required of them. Therefore, they were robbing God, not something anyone wants to be guilty of. We will continue this tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pushaw. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv. Please join us again tomorrow as Chuck continues his study in the book of Malachi.